From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm James Hattori, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and it's time for the puzzle. So here is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. How you doing, Will?
Hey, James. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and welcome back to you. What's going on in your life?
Well, I mentioned this once before, a few weeks ago, but in Philadelphia, on the 20th, I'm directing the first Sudoku National Championship. It's sponsored by the Philadelphian Choir. There's lots of solving categories for skill and age groups. The grand prize is $10,000, and they're expecting close to 1,000 contestants. And if you're interested in more information, you can go to philly.com/Sudoku.
Wow, $10,000 for the winner. You can make a living doing Sudoku, huh?
Yeah, if you make a killing in one tournament, yeah.
Or several, maybe. So, Will, remind us, what was the challenge last week?
Yes, it came from our old pal, Merle Regal. I said, take the word underachievement, change one letter in it, and rearrange the result to name a famous actress, first and last name. Who is it?
And the answer is?
Well, you change the M to an E and rearrange all the letters, you get Catherine Deneuve.
Ah. Well, we had over 800 entries, wow, from people who tried to solve that puzzle. And our randomly selected winner is Janice Hoffman from Claremont, California. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Janice, that's the Inland Empire out there, isn't it?
That is correct.
What do you do there?
I do a number of things, but the one thing that I'm most proud of is the chair-elect of the Restless Leg Syndrome Foundation National Board.
Well, that's admirable work. Congratulations. How long have you been doing the puzzle?
Oh, for about 6 to 8 years, perhaps.
Now, we actually, I think, tried to get a hold of you before to do this, didn't we? What happened?
Caller ID did me in, and it was this strange 202 area code that I didn't answer. So after losing out to play Puzzle on the Air about three months ago, I answer every 202 area code now, but I almost didn't this time, but anyway, I'm here, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, next time, maybe it'll be the president or somebody really important.
Exactly.
Will, say hi to Janice.
Hey, Janice. And James, in today's puzzle, every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initial C-O. For example, if I gave you the clue, right to buy a stock later at a specified price, you would say call option.
Okay.
All right, number one is a kitchen gadget for removing lids.
Can opener.
Can opener is right. Number two, a liquid product of a palm tree.
Something oil. Canola oil.
Canola oil, okay. Is that true? I was going for coconut oil.
Coconut oil, okay.
All right. Smallish group playing classical music.
Chamber orchestra.
Excellent. Rossini's The Barber of Seville or Strauss's Die Fledermaus.
Comic opera.
Excellent. Wow. Chekhov play with the?
The cherry orchard.
That's right. A crime that might result in the death penalty.
Capital.
Yes.
Capital.
Not defense.
Offense. Oh. Capital.
Capital offenses, right? Any army person ranking above sergeant major.
Corporal officer.
No. Officer is right.
A commissioned officer.
Commissioned officer is right. Musical accompaniment for a hymn.
For a hymn. Organ.
Yeah, what kind and where would it be?
A church organ.
Church organ is right. State capital between Indianapolis, Indiana and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Columbus, Ohio.
That's right. Feature of property in a kibbutz.
Property in a kibbutz. Ownership.
Yes, what kind?
Ownership.
Community
ownership.
Okay, or common ownership.
Common
good.
Ownership.
A person with religious or moral reasons for not going to war.
Conscientious objector.
Uh-huh. Player of Archie Bunker on All in the Family.
Oh, my gosh.
Famous actor.
Carol.
Yes.
O'Connor.
Carol O'Connor, good. Try this one. Basic brunch dish.
Cheese.
Yes.
Omelette.
Cheese omelette is right. Citrus fruit from the West Coast.
Citrus fruit from the West Coast.
What's the citrus fruit starting with an O?
Orange, of
and
course.
Orange. And what state? Sorry?
Citrus orange or California orange?
California orange I'm going for. A typical CIA mission.
covert operation.
That's right. And your last one, a sign at a nudist camp.
Clothes optional.
That is correct. Good job.
Wow, Janice, you make that so easy.
Oh, thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press.
Excellent.
And one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Janice, tell us what member station you listen to out there in the great Inland Empire of Southern California.
Well, I listen to KPCC, and we've been longtime members and supporters of KPCC.
Great to hear that.
And KVCR as well.
Janice Hoffman from Claremont, California, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Will, so what is the challenge for next week?
Well, name a well-known city in the United States, two words, 10 letters altogether. Add the letter A at the front. Add the city's two-letter state postal abbreviation at the end. The resulting 13-letter chain will be palindromic. That is, it will read backward and forward the same. What is it? So again, a well-known U.S. city, two words, 10 letters. Add an A at the front and add the city's two-letter state postal abbreviation at the end. The resulting 13-letter chain will be palindromic. What city is this?
I think that's the first time I've ever heard someone use the word palindromic.
It doesn't come up much in conversation.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and be sure to include a phone number so we can reach you. And if you have caller ID, look for that 202 area code. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks again, Will.
Thanks, James.